About 13 years ago, I was asked to share my thoughts about stewardship here at Church of the Resurrection. As a lay leader at the time, I had wrote up about a 2-minute reflection or so on why my family pledges here at Resurrection and how this church shapes who we are as a family and how we live in the world. And then something horrific happened. On Friday, December 14th, 2012, a lone shooter walked in to Sandy Hook Elementary School and shot and killed 26 people. 20 of those victims were first graders. In December of 2012, our own children were 14, 11, and 9 years old. I was serving on our elementary school's PTA, and I was at the elementary school every single day. This event shook me to my core. It felt so very close to home, and something that seemed like it could happen anytime at our own elementary school, Park Mead. To happen to the teachers that I had come to respect and care for, and the children who were part of my village. It made me weep, and it made me ask God why. Why, God? There was no sense to this tragedy. I couldn't make any sort of logic out of it. There was no silver lining. It made me feel so very afraid to let my own children out of my sight. All I wanted to do was hunker down at home with my family and block the rest of the world out to keep us safe. I hear some of these same feelings from Jesus in today's gospel reading. Jesus hears that John has been arrested, and Jesus knows exactly what this means. We have been hearing over the past several weeks, all the way back into Advent, about John the Baptist. He has been riling up the masses, telling them that the Messiah is coming. One that will cut down the dead trees and throw them into the fire. One that will challenge the current power structure and turn things upside down. And John doesn't stop there. He makes sure that the powerful King Herod especially knows that his time is short, and John calls him out on his misdeeds and power grabs. So yes, Jesus knows what it means that John is arrested. Jesus knows that John will not come back out of that prison alive. And Jesus reacts to this news in the most human of ways. He retreats. He withdraws to Galilee. Much like animals hide away when they are hurt to give themselves time to heal, I think that we humans do the same thing. We often hide away from the world for a while to give ourselves time to heal before we have to go out and interact again. Jesus gives himself space and time to grieve the tragedy. He is saddened by what has happened to his cousin, and I imagine he spends time in prayer and reflection away from the crowds and lives in Capernaum for a while. And I especially appreciate how the gospel writers give us those extra clues to make sure that we didn't miss the meaning behind John's arrest. The writer gives us this scripture reference from Isaiah, locates Jesus in the same territory as the exiled Israelites during the Babylonian takeover, and then goes on to tell us about the ones that who had sat in darkness, the ones who, during the exile, had been furthest away from Jerusalem, who had received the harshest treatment, these ones that were chosen to feel the great light when it came. These were the ones that, after experiencing the pain and grief of losing loved ones, they received the joy of the new light. And in this wonderful twist of storytelling, Jesus both receives the time and space to grieve his own loss, as humans often need, and also gives the light to those that need to see and feel it after they are grieving. It is the big and. Those times in our human lives when we both give and receive love. And as the gospel tells us, some time passes, and then Jesus reemerges with that desire to change the world. He calls to people to repent, the exact words that John the Baptist had used. And in Greek, repent has much less to do with sort of beating ourselves up for our past mistakes, and more about making a change and a new direction as we go forward. Jesus is telling all who will listen, make those changes because God is coming to be with you. You are being called into a new relationship with God. And then Jesus's next actions are perhaps the most human of all in this reading today. He finds others to join him. He doesn't want to go alone. He wants to be in community, to have other support, to do the work shoulder to shoulder with other people. He wants to form a circle of friends and companions that will be with him when he needs their friendship, that will love him through all the crazy days that are to come in the next 3 years. This community of support and friendship is what I spoke of in my stewardship reflection that day, Sunday, December 16th, 2012. My previous short speech that I had written earlier in the week didn't make any more sense in the light of what had happened. And I tried to rewrite something more meaningful, something that could speak to the shock and the grief that I was feeling on that Sunday. And I can't actually remember all that I had to say that day. You see, I ended up crying through most of my speech. And in the end, what I was mainly able to get out was something like this. I give to this church because I need there to be a place where I can celebrate the joys and the happinesses in my life. And I give to this church because I need there to be a place where I can sit and cry with others and know that we are all in this together. Jesus's others, those that he could sit and cry with, were chosen by him, chosen by name and invited to join. And they could have said no. I have other things I need to take care of right now. I have other people that need me to care for them. I have other tasks to finish. But they don't. And as we heard in last week's gospel and again this week, they leave their tasks unfinished, incomplete, and they join Jesus in something they can't really fully understand. They say yes to something that isn't fully visible. There is no letter of agreement for this employment. There is no job description, and there are certainly no contracts to sign. I would even argue that they soon discover they're going to have to learn to fly this plane while they are building the plane simultaneously. And they are constantly about 5 steps behind Jesus all the time, desperately trying to catch up and understand where they're going. And they stay with it. They stay with Jesus. They don't quit and walk away to somewhere more comfortable. Being a Christian is not an easy task. Excuse me. As we promised in our baptismal covenant 2 weeks ago, we are trying to respect the dignity of every human being. Those that wave signs that we deeply agree with, disagree with. Those that post hateful things online. Those that hurt and injure people we love and care about. Not that we are called to abide with evil actions. Let me be really clear about that. But we are called to try and see the person apart from their actions. And that is difficult, difficult work. And in this call, as Christians, we are also called to see the hope. The Christian hope that knows there is resurrection and that God makes all things new. And so we are called on to continue the struggle of being people of resurrection, and yet not pulling ourselves out of the broken world that we live in, which, as Jesus modeled for us in the gospel reading, requires prayer, time, and others supporting you. This is not work to be done alone. It's to be done in community, shoulder to shoulder. Much as we stand together when we receive communion around the table, we will sit together today after our service, and we will convene our annual meeting. We will practice democracy, and we will vote to approve new bylaws and elect a new slate of vestry members. We will look through our financial reports, and we will make plans on how we can use our money wisely in 2026 to support our community around us. And we will share stories, looking back over 2025 and even further, as well as sharing our hopes for 2026 and beyond. And we will do this together. As Jesus and his disciples showed us, we will do our best to follow Jesus's lead, always knowing that he's about 5 steps in front of us and we are desperately trying to catch up. We are learning as we go how to be Christians, and we are constantly looking for God in the world around us in the many, many ways that God shows up. Amen.